say, hey, we don't believe in that, and we're going to do something else.
That's right, Mr. Chairman. In order for our plans to be these plans are not qualified plans, they're state plans, and this is a policy matter the state set. And essentially, this bill attempts to bring the state systems in line with the private systems and the requirements of the federal law, but we're not required to do so.
In other words, what you're saying is that if we say that the under any conditions that a spouse may receive 50% of the money and that's all, we can legally do that?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, fine. That's all of that.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Logan. Is there any further questions for Mr. Logan? Thank you, Mr. Logan. You have any further statements you wish to make? Pleasure of the committee.
Well, ask for those changes.
If I'm getting the sense of the committee, I think that there should be some language in there that the spouse only has control of 50% of the money, and the guy that's working should have 50% say at least.
We do have in front of the Senate a Senate committee substitute, for House Bill 237. Would you be kind enough to look into that situation and make the necessary changes? I believe it is the sense of the committee that they wish to make those changes. Is that the sense of the committee on this?
Absolutely.
Yes, I know.
Would you and make changes to this? At that time, we will adopt
also those other changes.
The Senate committee substitute with those changes in it.
Senator, we do also have those other changes.
And there's some other changes.
Yeah. Section 7.
Right. We will hold a bill then for that information, and we're looking to get this out in an expedient manner too. So appreciate and thank you much for your time. We will hold this bill. Why are you looking at me?
Waiting for the gavel.
Something like that.
We have one more.
Yep.
Okay, we do have another bill. Leave for adopted pregnant birth purposes. Committee substitute 238.
Your amendment. Put it away.
We do have some. We do have a committee substitute here. No, we don't have a committee substitute.
We have some amendments.
We have amendments to. Are we proper in making this amendments to this bill? We do have a committee substitute. Okay. We're drafted in response to Senator DeVries. Make the language clear. Page 2, line 1. Page 2, line 1. Birth or replacement or placement with the member. After member, insert in connection with adoption.
Is that a definition of member? I don't have the amendments.
It's stuck in there somewhere.
We don't have a member. Do we have a...
I would move the amendments, Mr. Chairman.
An act of judge in certain connection with adoption, The amendments have been moved. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator DeVries.
The other information I thought that we had discussed regarding this was the concern that I know that I had, I don't know if other members of the committee did either, regarding the fact that what we were doing is removing from the local school boards the option to have this as a negotiating or a bargaining chip. And I see a letter in here from Kathy Marshall that says that they, of course, were opposed to that. That was my understanding that was a concern of some of the other committee members, too. So I don't see anything addressed in here regarding that. I don't remember where we left that. So I don't know if we took any formal action or what on it. But that was a concern, as well as it is a negotiated item in PERS. And if we place it in the law, then that takes it away from the people that bargain for us. We're just putting something in the law that...
You know, it's becoming increasingly obvious that we're putting all these negotiating teams in trouble because they're simply not going to have the money to be able to continue to increase salary benefits. And so they're going to have to go to other pecuniary, or whatever they call it, awards. And this is one of those kinds of things that members would accept in lieu of,
Well, I note that in Kathy Marshall's proposed changes, dated March 13th, amend the title and eliminate sections 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8. What do you got left? care to speak to that, please?
Section 4.
For the record, my name is Suzanne Lombardi. I'm a member of the Women's Commission. And what we were trying to do here, Mr. Chairman, is address the needs and address the questions that have been brought up by the committee. First of all, this bill only affects exempt employees in terms of the bargaining units. It would not affect PERS, JERS, and TERS, as far as we understand, because we're only talking about exempt employees. However,
excuse me, Ms. Chairman. Mm-hmm. You mean if these changes were adopted?
Without these changes, it still only affects exempt employees. If you look at the bill.
I see what you're saying.
Why would Kathy Marshall request that?
Well, the reason
eliminating all those sections.
The reason why is because that would essentially eliminate the fiscal note. By eliminating these sections, what it would do is it would not allow any employee to buy back from the retirement system. It would just, all this bill would do is change the name from maternity leave to parental leave, and it would extend leave without pay option from 9 to 16 weeks. That's flatly all it would do. And that way there would be none of the concerns regarding any of the bargaining units. There wouldn't be.
That's fine as far as I'm concerned.
It would not affect your time.
Right.
Yeah.
Not at all.
If these amendments.
Right. Essentially, our concern, of course, with the Women's Commission was the fiscal note. Because if we don't take these out, then we're going to have a fiscal note on this bill.
Right.
And the main.
Takes care of
it. Okay, then, and be that the case, you would recommend then that we follow the directions that are given by Kathy Marshall on the March 13th memo?
Yes, sir.
Take the loaf of bread this time and we'll put the butter on it next year.
Yeah. Okay, Ms. Chairman.
If there's
any butter.
Oh, Fisher.
Yeah, I can't read the voices apart. Ms.
Chairman. I thought she had her.
Kathy Marshall's memo suggests eliminating the effective date. I don't care either way, but if Section 4 is worth having, why eliminate the effective date?
Section 4. I don't know.
It's the very last Section 8. It's really more of a question.
Right.
Is it appropriate?
It's a good question. I don't know why she did that, to tell you the truth, so she's out of town.
Ms. Chairman. Can we do this? We have a title problem again. I guess that can be done by resolution. There.
Well, we don't like to change titles, but how can we avoid that?
Well, there's a whole section.
Why don't we just leave the effective date in?
No, I'm talking about the second part, credit for service in the state retirement system.
The second part is the credit for service in the state retirement system for service.
We're taking out that whole second portion.
What do we have to do to amend the title then?
Are we saying?
See, this is the whole problem with the new state of the art that some of these people over there are doing. They're putting two or three different things in there, and the titles have a conflict, like I brought up before on the floor.
Right.
And you want to amend one part of it, then you have to change the whole title instead of getting a covering title. See, in other words, I think some of these are dealing with two different subjects. Really.
Mr. Chairman, I think this change is big enough so we ought to go back to the House and ask for a change in title.
A course of action. We adopt Kathy Marshall's memo amendment and then we introduce a resolution changing the title.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, may I?
Yes.
For a point of clarification, I just found out that the reason why Kathy suggested taking out Section 8 was she believed that it would automatically go into effect immediately.
Well, it's 90 days.
It needs an effective date to be effective immediately.
Yeah.
Okay. So we leave the effective date.
90 days and take Section 8 out of 90
days. Are you prepared for motion? Sir, Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the amendments as proposed by Kathy Marshall, except we leave the effective date in.
Objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
And I would move that the committee introduce a resolution changing the title.
Have to.
Objections? Hearing none, so ordered. We will
take care of that.
Anything else that you wish?
No, thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll hold a bill. I expect to get that back very shortly. We will put it out again and pass it to the committee. Is there anything further to come before the committee? Hearing none, thank you very much for your attendance.